Serena Shaquille, we believe, has been motivated and to use probably the usual term, radicalized, we think, online and engaged with people who are over as part of ISIS, and has been drawn over there with her child. And she's ended up joining ISIS. And we shouldn't lose sight of the danger that ISIS poses as an organisation. You know, just look at what they've done with hostages that they've taken. Look what they do to local communities when they've grabbed land from parts of Syria and Iraq. Look what they've done to the tourists over in Tunisia, or the Russian tourists returning home on that plane over Sinai. And most recently, look at what they've done to people having a night out in Paris, whether it be at the Stade de France or bars or at the Bataclan. So they are a really, really dangerous organisation, and they pose a significant threat to the West. And anybody who joins them are consequently a danger to us, and we shouldn't lose sight of that. I hope in time that she ceases to be the danger that a member of ISIS is at the moment, and time will be the test of that. But we shouldn't lose sight of the danger that that organisation poses to the UK and wider Western interests. She joined a very, very dangerous organisation, and I acknowledge, you know, there may be elements of sort of naivety about those things, but she's still committed a crime. And the jury have been really clear around that, and she's chosen to be part of a very, very dangerous outfit. You know, one of the real significant successes of this particular intervention has been securing the safety of her young child. Taking a child to a chaotic war zone that is Syria and parts of Iraq at the moment is no place for a young toddler. And it is really, really pleasing that he is back in the UK and he is now safe, and we really wish him well.